been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
52 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from Glassboro, New Jersey, as Ion Travel continues. Of course, as I say every week, you can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem, and I'll solve it right here on the air. In fact, let's go do that right now. Let's go to the phones out in Mount Prospect, Illinois. I've got John on the phone. Hey, John, how can I help you?
Hey, Peter. Well, we had a question. We had booked some flight probably late in 2019 with Alaska Air to Hawaii. And obviously that was prior to COVID. So in April 2020, when the COVID started hitting, before we called Alaska Air to see what their plans were. And since nobody really knew what was going to happen, they offered us some vouchers for the flights in May. So we took them. And they had a year expiration. You know, I'm figuring at that point in time, everything's going to be normal and the pandemic will be under control by then. And then as May 2021, this year approached, we were still fearful of going anywhere and nonetheless flying somewhere. And the vouchers had been extended to December of this year, 2021. And now after calling Alaska Air any number of times during both 20 and 21, we were told that we could not get any refunds. And now we're at the point we either need to use the vouchers or lose the value, which is like $1,700. And, you know, we're in our 60s. We're still very leery about traveling anywhere. And honestly, do we have any recourse of possibly getting our money back?
All right. So let's start with this. The vouchers expire at the end of December. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to make a big guess here. Are you vaccinated?
Yes.
Okay. And your wife as well?
Yes, she is.
Okay. So here's the thing. I've been traveling since July of 20, even before there was a vaccine. Obviously, I behaved well and followed all the protocols. I've been vaccinated as well and have my booster shot. And as you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know we've actually broadcast from Hawaii. So I can tell you with a reasonable degree of assurance that it's okay to go. That the real metric here is not the vaccination level of the destination where you're going. It's the vaccination level of the people who want to go, as in you and your wife. And my guess right now is if you can go in early December, which is coming around the corner, before the 15th of December when the big Christmas rush happens, take a week off and use the vouchers and go.
Okay.
I really mean that. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on the radio. I strongly suggest you consult your personal physician to see if there are some, you know, immune problems or some pre-existing medical conditions that would work against that I don't know about. But if there aren't, this is a time to give yourself an early Christmas present and go, let's say, the first week in December and come back before the 15th. You'll have a great time.
Okay. Yeah, we usually go in May, and I know that was, I think, I'm not sure if we even have anything booked, but we keep pushing everything out all the time. So,
right,
that was the core. Now, I'm not even sure if we get plane tickets for next spring. We would have to probably purchase those by December 31st then.
Well, no, here's the way the vouchers work, in my understanding. That is, you have to use the voucher and travel by the end of this year.
Okay, that could very well.
That's why I'm telling you to, when we're off the phone, go make the reservation.
Okay.
And then let me know if there's a problem. But right now, the best course of action right now is don't let that voucher expire. As long as you're healthy, you've been vaccinated, take a hike. Do it.
Just go. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, John. Listen, let me know what happens, okay? Let me know what happens.
Oh, I sure will, Peter.
You got it, man.
Thank you very much again.
You got it. All right, here's an email. Let's go right to this from Brenda, who says, my Irish husband and I like to fly from San Francisco to London to Dublin. After listening to your recent show, I learned that I do not need a rapid PCR test to enter Dublin, just my passenger locator form. If you've been vaccinated, that's the case. My concern is the layover at Heathrow. Is the UK requiring rapid PCR tests? I am triple vaccinated. Here's the deal. If you're transiting London and not entering London, then you're going to be okay. You will not have to do a test. If you are going to leave the security area and go into London and clear security, then you have to do a two-day test, which doesn't have to be a PCR test. It can be an antigen test, but you're going to have to do that in order to stay in London as well as leave it. So as long as you're just transiting the airport, you're not going to have a problem. Okay? So check it out. Do it. You'll be fine. Again, once you have those vaccination cards and you've been double vaccinated, right now Ireland is open. It's been open, by the way, since July of this year. And I, as you know, we were just there. We love it. So check it out. Go do it. And let me know what happens. Here's one from Linda who says, I've been trying to go to Antarctica, but not being able to manage it. The problem being I would be traveling single. Without fail, the single supplement takes it out of financial reasonableness. If a cruise line has available staterooms, why would they not make them available to single travelers at a reasonable fare? You ask a reasonable question, Linda, with one small problem. They don't have cabins available. Those cruises sell out like you can't believe. However, go to our website, petergreenberg.com. We have the resources there to show you the companies that actually will pair you with another single person to share the cabin, and therefore you get to go. And having been to Antarctica on a cruise, I can tell you this, Linda, you do not spend a lot of time in your cabin. You're literally there watching the scenery come by. And if you're on one of the expedition ships, guess what? You're in the Zodiac going to visit the penguins and a few other places. So this is not an opportunity lost here for you. It's just going to be creative. Check out the companies that will pair you with another like-minded person, and I think you're going to be just fine. All right? We have a deal? Let me know. Let me know what happens. By the way, this is the time to go. Between the end of December and February, that's the season. So I hope you do it. That music means you're out of time for this hour. Stick around, everybody. We have a whole lot more coming from Glassboro, New Jersey, as Eye on Travel continues right after this.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. Now, back to Eye on Travel.
43 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues from Glassboro, New Jersey. And as I do all the time, I tell you to email me. You know the address, peter@petergreenberg.com. So give me your name, phone number, question or problem so we can solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones out to Long Beach, California. I've got Catherine on the phone. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So how can I help you?
My question is two parts. When is the best time to purchase plane tickets to go to Dublin for August 2022? And is using a consolidator a good idea for business or first-class tickets?
All right, so let's do the first one first. It's a good idea to understand seasonality, although a lot of seasonality isn't happening right now. If you've noticed, every foreigner in the world is coming to the U.S. now. They're not waiting till August for the summer season. So we may see some stability there in terms of the numbers. But let's go back on past history and suggest this. That is the high season in Ireland, June, July, and August. Fares are marked up appropriately and understandably. So the best time for you to book that fare would probably be right after the first of the year, before about February 15th. If it was any other time of the year, I'd tell you to wait later, but we all know that it's going to be a big summer in Ireland this year, so go ahead and do that. Now, for your second question, that gets into another area. For those people who don't know what a consolidator is, it's someone who's selling premium tickets, either business or first-class tickets, at a discount. They tend to be highly restricted tickets, meaning that once you get them, it's sort of a use them or lose them proposition. But they're you know, it's a premium ticket sold at a discount. So as long as you know that you can, you know what your dates are in August of 2022, and you're not going to be changing them, and that you're on an airline that you know, and one maybe even that you have a mileage program with, then of course you can go ahead and do that. But just keep in mind, I'm giving you the caution of cautions here. You don't want to be in a situation where you have to change a flight on your account, because those tickets may be so highly restricted that they're only good on the day and flight specified on the ticket.
Okay, great.
Does that help you out?
Good to know. Absolutely. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, Catherine. We really appreciate that. Let's go to some emails here. I've got one from Cheryl who said, what's the best site to book international travel? We are planning to go to Italy in late September, landing in Venice and departing from Rome. Well, there is no one best site to book international travel, but there are a number of them that you may not have heard about. I mean, you've all heard about Expedia and Travelocity and Orbitz. Those, I don't have to tell you about those guys. But there are a couple of travel websites that specify and travel once you get to Europe. One is called Momondo, M-O-M-O-N-D-O. There's another one called Mobissimo. And these websites scan about 600 to 700 websites of foreign carriers that don't even fly to the United States. So you pick them up at a secondary airport in Europe and then take them to Venice or Rome. That's a possibility. So you should check them out as well. The other thing I would suggest, I know this is old school, but you're going to thank me. There's a website out there. You can do this manually, too. You can go to a newsstand in your neighborhood that sells international newspapers and pick up the Saturday editions of the London papers, the Sunday Times or the Saturday Times, the Observer, the Telegraph, the Guardian, the Mail, and look at their travel sections, because they've got ads in there for flights to where you want to go that you're not going to see in America, and they're bona fide. These airlines operate. What it requires you to do is to be somewhat creative and fly with one stop, meaning from, let's say, New York to Stansted and then on to Venice, or New York to Paris and then on to Venice. But you may save significant amounts of money. That's the first thing. And the other way you can do it, there's a website called pressreader.com. I find this website fascinating. It's a subscription website, costs about $30 a month, but it's brilliant. It's like 600 magazines and newspapers, full issues, including the ads, which, by the way, includes those Saturday newspapers that you subscribe to for $30 a month. You get them all. And my favorite button you get to push, it's print, which means you can actually print up the ads in those papers and figure it out for yourself. It's a great resource. I highly recommend it. And I'm a subscriber as well. I have no financial interest in it. I'm a news junkie. I just love it. And it cuts down on carrying so much additional paper like I've been known to do. But that's what I would do before I would just go to the Expedias and the Travelocities and the Orbitzes. Okay? You can always go to them for research, but I'm giving you a plan B here. Here's one from Robert who writes, I'll be spending February in Taormina, Sicily, March in Valencia, and April in Paris. Hey, Robert, I want to go with you. Friends have advised me to take an American carrier to a major city and then use local carriers from Rome or Paris to Sicily, etc. You know what? You can also do the train. You even recommended that yourself, Robert. My advice to Cheryl is my exact advice to you on this one. Check out those local newspapers, and you'll find the deals you need to find. All right? There you go. All right, stick around, everybody. We'll be right back with more of Eye on Travel from Glassboro, New Jersey, right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back. Need more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
33 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues from Glassboro, New Jersey. And as I always tell you, to email me with your name, phone number, question, or problem, we'll answer it right here on the air. In fact, let's do that right now. I've got one from Michael in Tampa Bay who wants to know, my daughter, her husband, and my first grandchild live and work in Brisbane. Her toddler is 28 months old, and I've been wanting to visit them for over a year. Now that Australia is allowing their citizens to travel outside their country, when can Americans like myself plan to enter Australian borders and New Zealand borders as well? Well, Michael, here's the crazy part of it. They're still in that bubble, and even though they're starting to let some of their own citizens travel, we're not included in that. There's every reason to expect that Australia will open in a limited way to fully vaccinated Americans, with probably the need for additional testing when you get there in March of 2022. So we got another about 4 months to go, and that's assuming they stay on track. So they're starting to operate their airline again. It's starting to fly. Qantas is getting some planes in the air, but that does not include us yet. So stay tuned. It's been a long haul. Here's one from Peabody who says, we're taking a 7-day train trip across Alaska with another couple the second week in June. We are flying into Anchorage and out from Fairbanks. When would be the best time for us to start looking at airline tickets? Are there any tricks or techniques we should be aware of? If possible, let me know. Okay. Here's the deal. You're flying into one city and out of another. You didn't tell me, you did tell me the second week in June. So you're right in that cusp before the fares really go high. So my suggestion to you is this. Wait until around the 15th of February, so you're about 90 days out. That's when you make your flight, but you're going to book what's called a multi-city ticket, right? So you're flying, let's say, from your home city to Anchorage, and you're coming back from Fairbanks. And that's going to be the way you're going to do it. I'm assuming you're doing it through Chicago. And if that's the case, Alaska Air probably has one of the better deals. But once you get beyond June 15th, that's the tricky part. That's when the summer season in Alaska starts big time, and the fares are adjusted accordingly. So you said the second week in June, so you've made it. However, you didn't tell me when you're coming back. If you're initiating the trip the beginning of the second week in June, and you're coming back the third or the fourth, then you might want to buy those airfares now, because they're never going to be cheaper than they are now. Okay? There you have it. All right. Here's a question from Judy and Mark. Can you tell me if the ports of Casablanca, Morocco, Recife, and Rio, Brazil are closed to international cruise ships? If the answer is yes, can you tell me when they were closed? Yeah, they were closed in 2020, and they stayed closed throughout 2020. They are starting to reopen. And remember, Brazil does not want to lose their summer season, which is starting right now. So those ports are beginning to open in Brazil. As for Casablanca and Morocco, those ports are open. That doesn't necessarily mean the cruise ships are sailing there yet. It's not the time of the year for them to go. They usually go in the spring and the summer. So get ready for that. But for 2022, all four ports will be fully open and operating. All right? Bottom line is, every cruise port that I know of is open. The only cruise ports that are not open, believe it or not, are the Canadian ports. They're still closed until when? Officially, the 22nd of this month. So it's coming up. So we'll have a report for you in the next couple of weeks as to whether or not Canada opens their ports. However, opening a port in Canada in November and December doesn't really make a whole lot of sense for cruise ships. There are no cruise ships in those waters then anyway. The real key is what's going to happen to the Alaska cruise season. And a very interesting thing happened. You may remember that President Biden signed a waiver, which then gave a waiver to cruise lines that no longer were required to stop in a Canadian port, otherwise known as a foreign port, going between two U.S. ports, because otherwise it violated the Passenger Vessel Act of something like 1886. So by signing that waiver, cruise lines were able to sail nonstop from Seattle to Alaska, from San Francisco to Alaska. They didn't have to go from Vancouver or stop anywhere else along the Canadian coast. Well, they had a great time doing it. The passengers had a great time. More days at sea, a much more enjoyable cruise. I bet you there'll be a lot of cruise ships coming up for the next season. They're going to hope that waiver stays in place, because if it does stay in place, then you'll see more 10-day cruises as opposed to 7-day cruises. And even at some times of the year, meaning in the early part of the Alaska cruise season or the later part of the Alaska cruise season, some overnights in Alaskan ports because they can now. You don't have all the ships coming in at the exact same day. So there you go. Watch this space, because it's going to change the nature and the economic impact of the Alaska cruise season. And don't think for a minute that Canada's not going to be lobbying to get us to come back and sail out of that port in Vancouver, one of my favorite ports, by the way. They don't want to lose that revenue. So stay tuned. It's going to get crazier before it gets easier. But in the end, it's the economics of it that's going to take precedence. But the answer to your question right now you know what? Watch this space, because it's going to be a much more creative cruise season in the year 2022 in Alaska. And be prepared, those cruise ships are selling out now. Talk about pent-up demand. And people love the idea, as I said before, of a 10-day cruise as opposed to a 7-day quick turnaround, either going north or going south. Check with your travel agent, because they may have some air-sea packages that'll be very attractive as well, because you don't have to fly anymore from a Canadian airport or come back to a Canadian airport. You can just do one stop U.S. to U.S. flying. So watch it. It's going to be a very interesting summer coming up. Coming up, speaking of interesting, when you think New Jersey, do you think wine? Well, you might want to rethink that. Stick around. We'll have that answer when we come back to Glassboro as Eye on Travel continues right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back.